Chapter 1. As James stepped down from the train, his eyes took in most of the dock and people standing around. He picked up his two bags and started for the hotel, when he heard a woman's scared, pleading voice.
"Please, oh please, just leave me alone. Stop, you are hurting me."
James looked to the corner of the building and saw two men had a young girl pressed against the wall. He quickly glanced around, wondering why the men nearby were letting that happen. He set his bags down and quickly stepped forth. He barged right in between the men and girl. "Dear, I see these gentlemen were keeping you company while you were waiting on me." As one man jerked her aside and held her tight to the wall again, the other one snarled through clenched teeth.
"Get the hell out of here, mister. We saw her first, and when we get through with her, you can have her. Beat it, for you get hurt."
James yanked the man off the woman, turning to face both men. One put his hand on the butt of his gun.
"Now I'm sure you don't want to do that."
James cocked his head, showing white teeth as he smiled.
"The hell I don't."
James smiled even wider.
"Do you have all your teeth?"
"Huh? The hell are you asking that for? The hell's my teeth got to do with anything?"
"Because if you want to leave here with what teeth you still have, you'll move on. Now."
"Why, you smart."
The man started his gun from his holster just as James hit him right in the mouth, knocking him flat on his back. Before the other one could move, James had his .44-40 sticking right in his left eyeball. This time, James wasn't smiling.
"Mister, pick up your friend and get. You damn sure don't want to make me mad."
The fellow moved his head so he wasn't staring straight down the barrel of that very big gun.
"We'll get, but you think on this for a while, you dumb. You nor this little gal ain't seen the last of us. We want her, and we'll get her. You just don't know who in the hell you went and messed with."
This time James smiled.
"Oh, yes, I do. I'd say you are two of the biggest idiots in Las Vegas. Now, any time you want to bother me, just up and do it. But if I ever see you lay a hand on this lady again, just don't."
The fellow picked his friend off the ground and saw his lips were busted and bleeding with four front teeth missing.
"Mister, you'll pay. Yes, sir, you'll damn sure pay."
James asked the young lady if she was all right.
"Yes, thank you. Oh, thank you. But you will have to watch yourself. Those men are mean, and he meant what he said. They will try to do you harm. My brother will help you when you get into trouble. My name is Maria Tapia, and my brother owns the livery."
"Would you like me to walk with you?"
"No, thank you. I am waiting for my father. Oh, here he is now."